The next patient is Miss Sally Char. The last name is S-C-H-A-A-R. This is a clinical case of an 81-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that is a stage 3B. The patient has improved the kidney function significantly. She has a good blood sugar control, blood pressure control, and she has restricted the amount of sodium and fluid intake, and that has made the difference. The patient comes today with a serum creatinine of 1.49 and an estimated EFR that improved to 35 mL per minute. This was as of May the 24th of 24. The amount of protein that the patient is excreting is around 634 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Has been oscillated. She's not a candidate for SGLT2 inhibitors due to the fact that she has neurogenic bladder with a permanent folly. And on the other hand, the potassium has been fluctuating up to 5 millicurians per liter, which prevent the administration of non-steroidal aldosterone inhibitor, period. We continue the close follow-up of the condition. Following number, the patient has a type 2 diabetes. The hemoglobin A1C was reported at 5.7, very well controlled with the administration of Ozempic. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation that is paroxysmal, has been asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has essential hypertension that is under control. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, cholesterol 142, HDL 36, LDL 87, triglycerides 97. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease and severe difficulty swallowing that has been evaluated by ENT as well as for the ENT as well as the gastroenterologist. She is on a soft diet. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea. The patient uses a CPAP. Following number, this patient has right-sided heart failure with edema and lymphedema in the lower extremities that has improved significantly. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup.